Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food related. My name is Sarah Severson. Today we have in the studio with us Max Fields and James Plate, farmers and owners of Fields to Plate Produce. They are a first-year farm established in Hesperus, Colorado. Max and James grow vegetables, which they provide to local restaurants, natural grocers, schools, and multiple seasonal farmers markets throughout Southwest Colorado. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, Sarah.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks
Appreciate
for driving
it.
All the way over today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start with Max. Tell us a little bit about the farmer incubation program that's happening in Hesperus.
The incubator program is a collaboration of a couple different entities, including the USDA, Fort Lewis College, and the Colorado State Land Board. It's essentially an access point for beginning farmers such as James and I, and it's been pretty much the greatest thing ever that we've been able to, you know, have access to, and that's through Beth Lachelle. She was created the coordinator of the program out there, and that was after the Fort Lewis Ag program was canceled. And essentially, this year there was five farmers, I believe. Right? James and I, Leanne,
four
Chris.
Entities.
Yeah, four different entities, five farmers, including James and I. And they really, for the most part, utilized every single aspect of that, which is the infrastructure, the water, which is pretty much the basic things that you need as a farmer, which are the hardest things to get as a farmer, especially as a startup farmer.
And are all the farmers involved Fort Lewis College students?
No.
Yeah.
No, so they can be community members, people
right.
from around the region.
Totally,
right.
Yeah. The program itself is on Fort Lewis property or at the old Fort Lewis site. However, the program is open to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who thanks. And obviously there's a application process, which is overviewed by a board before anybody's accepted onto the program. But applications are open to the general public.
Okay, great. And so you guys joined the program together. You
right.
have a great name,
correct.
James Plate, Max
That's
Fields.
That's our claim to fame right there.
Yeah, thank you.
And you grew over 13,000 pounds of vegetables this year. Is that true?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We were granted a half an acre.
13,000
application
pounds.
Uh-huh. For this year. And we decided to split that acreage into a quarter acre of beets and a quarter acre of carrots.
Wow. So you grew 13,000 pounds of beets and carrots.
Right.
Combined. Yeah.
And is that the most that program has ever produced? I guess maybe it's a new program as well.
It's the first year of the program, so there's kind of there's no real precedent. So it's
right.
kind of...
We're setting the bar wherever we're setting the bar, you know. It's just, it's all an experiment at this point, and everyone did really well and was overall, like I said, very successful.
Right.
And got a lot out of the program, whether they grew 13,000 pounds of vegetables or not, you know, there's a lot to be had out of that program, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it is a common misunderstanding that it's only available to Fort Lewis students, and we are the only Fort Lewis students up there mm-hmm. at right. the incubator program anyway.
Everybody right. else is community members.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
From Mancos to Bayfield
yeah.
to Durango.
And we're also the youngest up
us.
There, too.
You guys so. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have in the studio with us Max Fields and James Plate, farmers and owners of Fields to Plate Produce. So tell me a little bit about, do they just throw you out on that half acre and say, good luck, or is there some workshops that happen?
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. I mean, for us, we've been associated with Beth Lachelle via Fort Lewis College and the old ag program, which we were both students of hers in many ag classes. So we've been on the property for this being our third year now. We started out as interns, did work study, and really just kind of embraced the property as much as we could. Really wanted to spend all of our time. So
right.
coming into it, we were kind of, you know, we had been speaking with Beth about the startup of the program and how things were going as far as that. So we kind of had a good in from the jump on it. But as far as other people, there are classes that start in January.
Which we took as well, though.
For applicants, yeah. So for everybody who was accepted, we applied. We're accepted by December of last year. And then starting in January, acceptees went through a series of classes. Mm-hmm. And then we had two field workshops. And then it was pretty much go from there.
And do you have mentors there that you can call on in case you have questions about
Absolutely.
Irrigation or seed germination, any of that sort of thing?
Right. So there's four experienced farmers and faculty that are on the grant. So the program itself is under a grant that was put together by Beth Lachelle and a couple of others in the community. And those people are always available for any questions, any access, and are a wealth of knowledge. So
it's a really diverse group of people, too.
Totally. Really great to have those.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're talking with Max Fields and James Plate, farmers and owners of Fields to Plate Produce. So we've talked a little bit about the structure of the incubator program. Tell me a little bit about, let's start with James. Did you grow up on a farm? What's the history? Where do you come from?
Right. So me and my partner, Max Fields here, both grew up in Denver, Colorado.
So you're urbanites.
We're urbanites. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How'd you end up on some farmland in Hesperus growing 13,000 pounds of vegetables?
Well, we've known each other too since kindergarten. So we've got that history going for us. And then we both kind of, coming out of high school, I think wanted to get out of the city first and foremost. We didn't really know what that meant, but we knew that we wanted to get into the mountains and experience the Rocky Mountain life.
Right. Snowboard, mostly.
And so, we both kind of took pursuits, found Fort Lewis College, found the gem that's Durango, and then it kind of just gave us a space to flourish. And Beth Lachelle really kick-started us, too.
And were you both always interested in agriculture? Was that something in high school and in middle school you thought, that's something I want to pursue?
James can speak to that first.
Yeah, I know for me, I certainly was. I mean, being from the city, I didn't really understand what that meant or what agriculture looked like. I'd seen agriculture production in South America, but, you know, it's stark difference from what we see here in America. And I knew that our food system was not on a path that was going to sustain us.
How did you know that? Was that from studies in high school, or you just knew it from
just asking questions about answers that we had been given. Mm-hmm. And that's just being a punk teenager and not listening to anything and wanting to ask questions. So I never really had good faith in the food system. And wanted to learn more and kind of create a different path. And and I think, you know, Max obviously found that too.
Yeah, I found it. I really didn't have, I mean, I was always, it was an interest, but it wasn't that much of an interest for me before high school. So essentially I came into college with all these apocalyptic classes, you know, taking the end of the world classes, like, you know, we're all going to die kind of thing. And for a while there, I was really just trying to figure out where my place was, you know, in this whole thing. And then eventually, like James said, we found Beth in the ag program and just hopped right on board with that because it felt right, you know, and everything about it was really good. And so,
right, some light at the end of the tunnel for you with Beth and the Sustainable Ag Program. Well, great.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show here on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host this morning. And today we have the luck of having with us in the studio Max Fields and James Plate, farmers and owners of Fields to Plate Produce. And we've been talking about the sheer amount of produce that you guys have been that you guys grew this year, over 13,000 pounds. Max, tell me where that 13,000 pounds has landed. Who has benefited from the work that you guys have done?
Quite a few people, and a lot more than we've ever expected, you know. Between the institutions, which are Sodexo up at Fort Lewis College. The school districts around this southwest Colorado area, mostly 9R though, Durango School District. Multiple restaurants in Durango, mostly in Durango. A lot of our accounts are in Durango. We have a couple in Mancos, and we picked up a couple in Cortez recently. And then farmers markets, we've done Mancos, Durango, obviously. And then recently we've been doing the Four Seasons Nursery Market, which Vic Vanek runs out there between Cortez and Dolores, and it's been a really good access point for us as well.
And how much of that 13,000 pounds is spoken for, and where is it currently being stored?
Most of it is gone at this point. We have probably, I'm thinking, about 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of total produce left.
I would say even less.
Maybe less, yeah.
Quite a lot less, I would say.
Around there. Anyway, and we've sold quite a bit of it, and it's mostly spoken for at this point because all of our accounts are really consistent. They've been really great, and so we're expecting to get rid of it just fine without having a whole lot of waste there, you know?
So, James, you guys have been, so you're obviously winding down for the season. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. You guys are probably exhausted from digging all those vegetables up. And was it just the two of you, or did you hire anyone for that period of time to dig it all up? Or you guys were the two sole proprietors of it?
Well, yeah, so we're certainly the two sole proprietors. It was 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, every day since May on the farm.
You about ready to take a break and go snowboarding?
Yeah, we're ready to take the boots off
for
the
winter. Fire, maybe.
Yeah,
so
relax. But
in terms of the future, what do you guys see? What do you want to do in the 2014? I know you took the fall. Is it true you took the fall semester off from Fort Lewis College so that you could actually finish up the production?
Right. Yeah. We plan to go back to school and finish up in the winter semester.
What dedication.
Yeah.
So what's on the horizon for 2014 for you guys?
Well, we've got our applications in for for access to another plot in the 14 growing season at the incubator program.
Mm-hmm. Which you going to stay at a half acre?
We've requested for more land. We want to ever progressively increase production for fields to plate produce, I think, and keep it kind of consistent in an effort to provide more food locally here in the Southwest. And so I think for us, if we can grow each year, you know, more and more.
And are you going to stick with carrots and beets or try something new?
We like to expand the crop plan slightly more just to kind of open those horizons for a lot of our accounts that we work with. The carrots and beets are wonderful crops, but we'd also just like to be able to offer a slight more variety under fields to plate, but also still maintain the production scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's key for us, is the high production volume.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're talking with Max Fields and James Plate, farmers and owners of Fields to Plate Produce. So, Max, tell me a little bit in reflecting back on this past year that you guys worked so hard at, and some of the challenges that you may have faced. What do you want to do differently in this coming year from the things that you learned with this first year of production?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be learned for sure. Every year is a new experience, you know, and it's only, you only get to do it once in a year. And so it's kind of hard to become an experienced farmer really quickly, in other words. But given this year, we've had a lot of, you know, a lot of ups, mostly ups, some downs. We could definitely use more help here and there. A lot of our harvest time was volunteer help. We sourced a lot of volunteers, just to kind of get back on what you were saying earlier,
which was wonderful.
Yeah, and the volunteer help is great, and we've paid
where, do
out
the, where does
a
the volunteer
bit.
Help come from?
Just from really
friends.
Generous
Gnomes.
People, very generous
friends
people,
and, and yeah,
mm-hmm. almost, and you know,
family.
There's food trade in there, and we try and compensate as much as possible, and we have paid out a little bit here and there, but it's by no means do we have employees, you know, and but besides that, you know, more help and just more organization in general with our crop plan and our storage and maybe investing in some equipment for next year that would help us big time. And it would, we could scale up a lot more, get a lot more done with a lot less, you know, and start to expand a little more.
Taking some of our time out of the field and mechanizing some things might.
Yeah. And valuing sleep is a huge thing too. You know, that's something that I didn't necessarily value this year. So I'm going to.
Well, you're both young.
Push up on that.
What do you think about your future in terms of farming? You feel like this is something that you're going to do for the rest of your lives?
Right. Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm not dropping out.
As long as you can.
We grow food and in the business of selling food and and providing food locally. And that vision's not going anywhere. And Max is on that train as well. And we're gonna ride it to the end and hopefully, you know, provide some guidance for production in Southwest. And with that said, we're always, you know, looking to expand. And. And with the incubator, we've been given an opportunity to kind of create something that we've been kind of dreaming about and thinking about without really understanding the reality of it. And so being able to put that reality into place, you know, has really just kind of kickstarted us. So we're kind of riding this high horse right now and feeling good about it and just want the ball to keep rolling.
What were some of the realities that you didn't before you actually farmed this past year? What was some of the dream and then the actual reality?
Well, I remember coming to Fort Lewis as a freshman out of high school and saying, you know, oh, I'd like to run a farm one day. People ask you, what are you going to do? And say, I'd like to run a farm. I didn't know what that meant. You know, I didn't understand land. I didn't understand water. I didn't understand, you know, soil science, you know, which, you know, just so many things, which, you know, I didn't think learning in a classroom would play out and has, and learning, you know, just even such things as just the business aspect of the farm has been such a wealth of knowledge this year. You know, so many things that you can't learn unless you actually go out and do it and take it by the reins. Those experiences.
What kind of recommendation would you make to somebody that is in that place that you were a few years ago and thought, oh, I want a farm?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take a risk and
take advantage of good opportunities too. Do not let that pass you by, because if we were to let this year pass us by, we'd be another year behind. It is really nice to be as young as we are and get into the field that we are, literally and figuratively at the same time.
Are all the farmers, I know they're not, you guys are the only ones from Fort Lewis, but the other farmers involved in the program, are they a range of ages? Are they all in their 20s?
No. It's a varying range, which is nice to have that that variance in the field every day, you know, from anywhere from 20s to 50s.
Great. Well, fantastic. Well, if people want to contact you guys for more information about the Hesperus program, about Fields to Plate, or any other farming questions, what's the best way to contact you?
You can contact us at fieldstoplateproduce@gmail.com. We can also be contacted by cell phone if that works.
And what's that number?
We'll go with 720-333-9198 is the best contact.
And that's my direct cell.
Yeah.
We can get you right at 11 o'clock at night if I have a beat question.
Yeah,
I can call you.
That's our favorite question.
We're
at
always
11
up.
O'clock at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be calling you tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much for driving all the way over here. We look forward to seeing you at the winter's market, eating your produce at the different institutions around the communities. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate all the work and effort you've done here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much,
Sarah.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a great opportunity.
Hey, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host. Tune in 2 weeks on December 10th at 8:30 a.m. for the next edition. I'm signing off saying friend a farmer this week, maybe even James and Max. Thanks for listening and have a great day.